Hello, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and this is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming in with some vaporwave right now, and of course, as Telepath does, it's like 10 minutes long, so I thought I'd ID now. But we got some more music on lock. I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. coming up. It's there.
This is the first core of songs that we had. I'd also like to say that my friend Alex is back behind me. She has not chosen to speak this time, but she is still here. Hello, Alex. So we first came in with some Telepath, and I could not tell you what the songs are for my life because they're all in Japanese. You can actually see my playlist archived later, so if you really enjoy it, you can definitely check it out. Next, I had Crystal Castles with their song Baptism from their album Crystal Castles 2. Definitely, if you like this song, you're definitely going to like others. Big thing about Crystal Castles is that it's actually been a great influence on this kind of electronic music in passing artists. And Frank Jaffe made an awesome video on kind of when Crystal Castles like split up, as in Alice Glass leaving the group. Another guy, I can't remember his name right now, going solo, kind of had a really great thing on that. Check it out if you can. The next was, I think I played another Gorillaz song a while ago, but this was Dare by the Gorillaz from the album Demon Days. Second album, probably their most famous one. Actually, speaking of, they did come out with some new tracks this week. I've only checked out two of them, which would be... Well, actually, three of them. I checked out one really late of Hallelujah Money, Andromeda, and Saturn's Bars. Looks all right. Definitely, I'm still kind of holding the fact that this is probably, from what I've heard, one of my favorite. This is still kind of like my favorite album group, but I can't write it off now. I heard the album's a monster. It's going to be like 26 songs, so can't really write off an entirety of an album so quickly. Remember, guys, that you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. So call in with your requests, what you're doing at midnight tonight at this great Wednesday/Thursday night. I called my last semester's Small Cactus Radio Hour from 4 to 5 a.m. the not quite morning, not quite night. Now it is just not quite Wednesday, not quite Thursday. But either way, we got some more music coming down the line, so I'm definitely hoping you enjoy the rest of it. We got some alternative, we've got some vaporwave, we've got some metric, as always. But either way, it's gonna be some great. Thank you guys all for listening, and you guys enjoy. I hope you guys enjoy this last core of songs. First one coming in with The Suburbs by Arcade Fire from their album, well, The Suburbs. And definitely great, great song. I have to admit, I don't really know too much else about Arcade Fire. I like the song No Cars Go, but that's about as much I know about it as I do. The next was Walk the Moon with the song Different Colors from their album Talking is Hard. This is definitely kind of like the album that they got much more famous off of than like they had great, I don't know, I think it was an album actually. Anna's Son was their one before, and Anna's Son was like their big single off that. And Walk the Moon, they had came out with like Talking is Hard, and like everyone in like 2014, 2015 played like Shut Up and Dance like with me for like ever. Like, if you've probably heard this song. I found it really funny. I didn't know it was Walk the Moon until I saw like the artist. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know him from Anna's Son. What? And Different Colors is probably their second song from there. I really love from this album also Avalanche and was it Sidekick 2. Not as much as Avalanche I really do love, and Portugal. It's definitely a great album if you like this kind of style of music. However, if you don't, you're definitely not going to find too much there. But either way, we're coming in with some more music. Of course, we're about to play our obligatory PSA for the evening. Get you all learning about being safe or learning responsibility and such. But either way, you're gonna hear a bit of that, gonna hear a bit of music, and I hope you guys enjoy.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
When the last heart Ashes on the floor, yeah, we're undressing in my house again. You know just what I like, like,
you enjoy this next core of songs. We first came in with some Charlie XCX with What I Like from her album True Romance. This is kind of her first mainstream album coming out. You probably didn't really hear much on the States, but it definitely was a bit more popular in the UK. We definitely would hear it more from her album Sucker when she did Boom Clap for the soundtrack to, The Fault in Our Stars, which is like that big book turned into movie, which I didn't realize I was really a part of. I heard of it, I was like, cool, and then like it kind of went by, but I'm definitely love Charlie XCX. She came out with a new EP and new mixtape very recently, and I've been meaning to put something on, but I keep forgetting. So that will happen at some point, maybe next week, maybe the week after, who knows? I still don't. But either way, still great. Each album's kind of has a different style to it, so definitely recommend checking her music out. You probably will find something you like in there. There's a lot of diversity in it. Next was Metric, of course, as the show dictates, we always must have one Metric song. And this time, it was Nothing But Time from the album Synthetica. Definitely great song. I forgot about it for a little while. So this is definitely great to hear. If you've heard of this album, you've definitely heard Synthetica. Youth Without Youth were their big singles off the Breathing Underwater, probably big singles off the album. That was the first concert I went to, actually. They were doing their Synthetica tour, and I saw them at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. It was awesome. I have a lot of nostalgia behind that, so it was great to play some music. But either way, we've got some more songs on the way, and it's all gonna be great. Anyway, thank y'all for listening, and enjoy. Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of music. First one, we came in with Postal Service with their song Such Great Heights from their album Give Up. This is probably, if you've heard of the Postal Service, this is the song you've heard. Even if you haven't heard of the Postal Service, this is probably the song you've heard. It's definitely a great song. I know I've heard one other song from this album, but I could not tell you for my life what it is. Still, definitely, I probably should check it out because I definitely enjoy this single. And another, actually a band I know much better because I'm currently in love with it right now, is Joywave with their song Life in a Bubble Eye Blue, which is actually a bonus track off their, is it an album or the mixtape, whatever it is, it's called Swish. And the funniest thing is that it's to show their song, their single Destruction, which you'll then be put on How Do You Feel Now, which there would be their subsequent album. But then they have like, why would you be why be credible when you can be incredible? And like, it's every word is a track, and the intro's different, but it's Destruction like the whole time, and then it ends with the bonus track. And truth be told, I actually bought the whole album. I think probably You and When are probably my favorite intros, but either way, I'm definitely a fan. We're actually coming close to the end of the Small Cactus Radio Hour. I'll probably take a break within this core so I can ID and lead us out before we just bookend with Vaporwave. But thank you guys so much. It's always a great ride at the Small Cactus Radio Hour. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to get into some more music. All right, before we take it in with some vaporwave for our final song of the evening, just thought I'd first say that this was DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This was the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and this last song was DuckTales with the song Letter of Intent from their album The Flower Lane. I had not heard of this artist even until this week. I was just kind of, you know, swirling around YouTube, and I found this, and I thought it was a great song, so I put it up here. Ah, such is how it goes. But either way, we're about to chill out with some vaporwave. We're going to take it out. We'll see if there's DJs coming in for the next show. If not, well, I hope you enjoy Rick Deckard's picks. We'll see. But either way, thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great night, y'all. It's been a pleasure.